Well, joining us on the phone, Dr. Cindy Brown, internationally recognized behavior specialist. We've had her on before. She's a relationship therapist and coach and the best-selling author of The Cinderella System. She joins us on the phone. Hi there.
Hi.
Thanks for coming back and doing this again.
You're welcome.
We're really confused. And this is why you're here, because we don't understand. Jane and I have always talked about, why is it that guys who are married to these beautiful models go on and cheat?
Well, I think there's several reasons, but definitely men have different reasons for cheating than women do. But for men, it's really their physical and their egotistical drives that set them up for affairs.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is the physical is what's in front of them. It's their single focus. It really sets them up for that. They're thinking about, oh, wow, this woman's in front of me, and they don't think of the consequences. They really don't. They don't sit there as women do, because we're multitaskers. We think about, oh, well, if I do this, this is going to happen. And because of the way men's brains work, that doesn't happen instantly. And they get caught up in the buzz and the experience of that physical and that visual and, you know, that experience.
But these people are in the spotlight. I mean, you know, regardless of the consequences to your family life, like, they're going to get caught for the most part.
I don't think they think of that. I believe, and we talked about this with the Elliot Spitzer case, I believe the ego in these people believe they're above that. They really do. And their ego has them really feeling, I'm superior to this, and the fact that I'm being given this in front of me, and this is in my face, that, you know, I should be able to have this in my life. I have everything else. Why can't I have this?
Right. Well, I mean, you're working with couples and individuals. So tell me, can couples survive something like this?
Well, the difficult thing I find, and I've had a few couples this week that we're working with this, is women have a very difficult time getting over the trust factor. And I've worked with many, many couples on this, and they want to. Their love has them wanting to bring them back. Their need for the, you know, relationship has them wanting to bring this man back, except the trust factor of not wanting to check on him and ask him questions all the time, that doesn't end, I find. And that usually drives the man away, because he keeps being reminded of his transgressions or what he did. And a lot of times it's the men that get so angry that they can't handle it. They can't handle the process that the woman needs to go through in order to heal from it.
Well, and if someone, I mean, just for example, Tiger, I mean, he still is going to be traveling and playing, you know,
exactly,
doing all the things that he did that led to this. I mean, I don't know how you would get over the trust issue.
Right. I mean, a woman would have to travel with him and be with him by his side, you know, or lock him in the, you know, in the house.
Yeah.
Actually, I had a woman put a GPS device in the car, you know, and track where her husband was.
Final question here. Do you think, with the spotlight on Letterman and Tiger and all these people who are cheating, do you think it's going to help us commoners not cheat?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. I think it's teaching men how to cheat better or not get caught.
Oh, that isn't good. No.
You know, they're thinking, God, these guys are stupid. They got caught. You know, I really don't think so, because I think men that are cheaters, that have this value, are going to cheat regardless of what's happening in the media.
Dr. Cindy Brown, we love having you on the show. Thank you very much. The book is called The Cinderella System, 7 Steps to Attracting the Man and Relationship of Your Dreams. And they can get more information at SuccessfulRelationshipsNow.com. Thanks, Cindy.
All right. Thank you.